Good morning and greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Brother John Lonecker this morning. This morning I went to look at the scriptures in Romans chapter 6, starting in verse 13. Actually, we'll just start in verse 12. It says, "Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God." I want to draw your attention to that word yield. We're familiar with that word. We, especially when we drive out on the road and when we drive onto a four-lane highway, we always see this yield sign. And it's warning us that we should yield to the oncoming traffic. The oncoming traffic is coming 60, 70 mile an hour, and they're not going to stop. And it's our duty to yield to them. And so we pay much respect to that yield sign as we're entering into a highway. We look and make sure it's clear before we merge on into the highway. And so that word yield means to give others the right-of-way. And here we have this word in Romans chapter 6. It says, "Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God." So we have members. You know, these members have desires sometimes. They have lust. But we're not to yield to that. We are to yield ourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead. You know, people that are dead in their sin yield to their members. And we'll just continue reading here. It says, and we'll see this word some more in this chapter. Verse 14, "For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness." Here again we find that word yield. Whoever we're yielding to, if we're yielding ourselves as servants to obey, whatever we're obeying, it says that's whose servant we are, whether it is of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. So this morning, who are you yielding your members, your body to, your life to, your mind, your heart? Is it unto sin or is it unto obedience unto righteousness? And then he goes on to say, "But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart the form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members to uncleanness and to iniquity, unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servant to righteousness unto holiness." You know, before we're converted, I yielded my members to all manner of uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity. But now he says, "But now, even so now, yield your members servants to righteousness." Let God, give God the right way of your life. Yield to God. Yield to the Lord Jesus Christ and obey his word and you will be blessed. And verse 20 says, "For when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness." And so when we yielded our members unto uncleanness and iniquity unto iniquity, we were free from righteousness. We had no righteousness. But now, as we yield our members, we let God have the right of way. Let God take control of our lives. Now, we have righteousness. Praise the Lord. And Revelation talks about the bride, hath the wife hath made herself ready in clean and white linen, which is the righteousness of the saints. So if we want the right to be righteous, we need to yield our members unto God. Remember, as you, maybe you're driving this morning, maybe you're going to work and you see a yield sign, I want you to think about this. Who are you yielding your members? Whose servant are you obeying? Whom are you obeying? And that is whose servant you are. So I want to encourage you this morning to yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead. As you go to work and as you go about your day and you see a yield sign today, think about this. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you. And let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, we do thank you for your word. We do ask that you would be with each one who listens to this morning. And Lord, as they travel to work or wherever they go, as they see a yield sign, they would think of your word. And Lord, would you bless them, Lord? Bless each one that hears your word. And I pray that you would give ears to hear and hearts to understand, and they would bring forth fruit in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.